Greetings from Lakeview Cemetery in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Reverend Joe Cherry, and I'm speaking to you today from a cemetery. I chose this space because when Reverend Sean and Reverend Gretchen told me that every week you do a vlog homily from a place that is part of the homily, rooted in the homily, or where the homily is rooted in, I thought, what better place to come than a cemetery? And I chose this cemetery because it's an important part of Cleveland's history and an important part of Unitarian Universalism in Cleveland itself. The monument behind me, this beautiful, tall monument, was created by a man named Jephtha Wade, who in Cleveland is pretty famous. If you're in Cleveland, you know who Jephtha is or was. This is not a monument to Jephtha himself, but really a monument to his first wife, who died at the young age of 24. Jephtha Wade was president of Western Union Telegraph. Jephtha Wade was the first person to sign the membership book of the brand new Unitarian Society of Cleveland in 1867. And Jephtha Wade was first president of this cemetery in 1870. Because he was the president, this cemetery has been open since its beginning to people of all creeds and colors. So when Gretchen and Sean asked me to talk about my thoughts on death, I thought a lot about what is natural about it. Each being that takes its first breath will eventually give a last exhale. From the any species, from the smallest ground squirrel, which you can sometimes see running around here, to the great blue whale, there will always be a last exhale. I find a little bit of comfort in this knowledge. I don't have to worry about if. It will happen. What matters to me now is, what will I make of my life until that last exhale? It isn't the why and how of the question that we human beings differ often, or seem to differ anyway, from most other species. You know, science is beginning to teach us now that other animals communicate, or even trees can warn each other of danger by using chemicals in their root system. But certainly, at least in this point in history, human beings are able most to share our stories over long stretches of time. Maybe it's because it's our own brains that have figured out those systems. Long ago, before we figured out our systems to record thoughts, we either invented or created writing, we told each other stories, our stories. We painted on cave walls. Someone long ago, some human being painted animals in a cave and put their hand up against the cave and sprayed paint to leave the marking of the hand to say that I've been here. Stories are very important to human beings. And then tens of thousands of years later, we discovered that handprint, and we could understand the impulse of that artist to say, I mattered. I was here. In our life, we hope to have a positive impact in the world. Of course, we do things every day or every week to try to make the world around us a better place. And this is what all humans do, all moral humans. And like our ancient ancestor, we want to be remembered. And also like our ancient ancestor, the chances that our name will be remembered in 1,000 or 10,000 years is pretty slim. That's okay. It doesn't take away from the value of the work we do, the value of who we are as people, the value of the things that we shared and loved. It doesn't detract from any of that. It simply puts us in the context of every other unique human life that has ever lived. And there have been a lot of human lives, each of them unique and special, and also finite. in the end, I don't imagine that I will do anything that will make my name known 100, 200, 500 years from now. And I'm all right with that. I can do what I can do. I can do the best I can do every day, knowing my time is not infinite. And knowing that I and you and everyone we love will eventually join the tapestry of the ancestors. We will be part of the human history, even if no one can remember our name. I find that very comforting. I hope that you will too.